an exponential function is pretty easy to integrate. The integral of an exponential function, I have to take, I get the same exponential back, but I divide by the constants in front of the x, which in this case turns out to be minus I gx, in the x direction. And the integral is going from minus a over 4 to a over 4, so I evaluate it from minus a over 4 to 4. Before I do the evaluation, I write out the exponential function as cosine minus gx x plus I sine gx x. So I just wrote out the exponential function. And then I do the evaluation. So if I put a over 4 into the cosine term, I'm going to have cosine gx a over 4, and then I'm going to subtract from that cosine gx minus a over 4. These two will cancel out because cosine is an even function. So if you have the same thing, one with a minus sign, and this is multiply. One time with a minus sign, one time with a plus sign, these two will cancel out. And only the sine terms will survive, because this will look, should have had other minus signs here, but the sine term will look like sine minus gx a over 4 minus sine minus gx, and then there's another minus sign that cancels this one out, a over 4. And the sine is an odd function, so I can just pull this minus sign out front, and I get twice minus the sine, and there was an I in front of it the whole time. And then that minus I at the bottom cancels with this minus I, and in the end I get this result on the right. So that's just the integral of the x component, and then I have the integrals of the y and the z components, but they go essentially the same way. And I've calculated now the structure factors that I need to use to put in the Fourier series. And when I get to this point, I realize I never used the fact that it was BCC. And it didn't really matter that they were cubes, because I do the integration for x, y, and z independently. So this could have been any kind of rectangular shapes on any of the 14 Bravais lattices. It could look more like this, and the answer would be the same, except instead of calling wall A, I could call it LX, LY, and LZ. And since I never used the fact which Bravais lattice it is, I now have a function written as a Fourier series for any kind of rectangular solid with the dimensions LX, LY, LZ. This is the Fourier series for it on any Bravais lattice. So if you change Bravais lattices, you have to change which G's you use in this sum. But this gives me a periodic function for any kind of rectangular solids on any Bravais lattice. So that's a nice thing about these Fourier series. Often when you calculate it for one Bravais lattice, you've got it for all of them.